Welcome to today's Rentschgut Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to recap this week's Pella School Board meeting.
Well, Greg, certainly a lot of discussion at this most recent school board meeting about property issues, both the purchase and the potential sale of those. What were the two parcels of land that really had a lot of discussion? And ultimately, what did the board decide to do with those two properties?
The first property that was for sale or is for sale is over by Lincoln Elementary. And it's a property that's right contiguous, right next door to our Lincoln School. And it has come up for sale. And the discussion was around whether the board should buy that or not, have the school district own that property. The board kind of went back and forth, but in the end, they saw clear that it would probably be wise to purchase the property at this time. So they did go through, execute a purchase agreement with Saul and Maria Romero. And so they live at 1118 Broadway, which is right next to our Lincoln Elementary School. So we are going to purchase that property. The board agreed upon a price of $135,000 for that. And that's very similar to what we actually paid for some other properties right around Lincoln. So that's a property that we think could provide some future expansion room, especially in the area of parking for the school. Parking is always kind of a premium, especially around that area. Not as much street parking there as we would have in some places. So really thinking that will be a property that down the road will develop. And so that was part of the discussion on property. The other discussion that we had was around the ag land that we own by Madison Elementary. And the question really becomes is there's about 25 acres that's south of University, south of Madison Elementary, that the school district owns. And currently we rent that to a farmer, and he farms it and pays rent to the district. But we really aren't sure what our long-term vision is for that property. And so as we were talking about housing and housing needs in Pella, it came up with some other city leaders that would the school district be interested in selling that property. And that there's part of me that certainly feels like when we don't have a purpose that maybe that would be a wise choice for the district to sell that property. The challenge is that the district actually purchased that property probably for more than what it's valued at right now. And so for the district to actually get its money out of the property, that's going to be very difficult. And so right now, the consensus was just to hold on to the property, not sell it. That doesn't mean at some future time the board wouldn't be interested in doing that. But simply put, right now, we just don't believe that we would be able to recoup the money we have invested in the property. So that's where that's at. The board's really not interested in selling at this time. But we certainly recognize the need for housing in the community and for potential housing development. We have some really nice properties being developed, but they're not always affordable for all families that want to move into our community. So we know that's a problem for Pella. We're hoping that hopefully the city and the city leaders can kind of figure that out over time, that we can maybe develop some additional properties for housing that maybe is more affordable.
And then the board also working, just looking at this current academic year that had just started last week, looking at their goals, nothing approved yet, but certainly starting that process of reviewing what they would like to accomplish in 2016-17. What are some of the things the board is intending to complete between now and the end of the year that would be of interest to our listeners?
The board really enjoys interfacing with different teacher groups. So what they'll continue to do is have what they call lighthouse work sessions, which are really meeting with a group of teachers and talking about a particular area of interest or professional development. So that is certainly one area that they'll continue. The other area that, of course, pops right up is a connection with our state legislators and just in the legislative process, continuing to encourage board members and other community people to reach out to our legislators to really discuss priorities in the state. And so they want to continue to do that. Also, they made a new goal that is continuing to look at the culture climate of the district, what that feels like, and how that is for our employees. And so we want to continue to pay attention to that. And then the last one was just around board learning, that we're going to try some small board learning sessions at the board table that are actually provided by the School Board Association. and do some of those at different meetings. So continuing having the board to grow and learn is important, and that's one of their goals.
Once again, that was Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling. That concludes today's Wrenchscott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.